This is the Sakha Merli of the 22nd of May 2026. Essence. Sweet children, charity begins at home. That is, first of all, give this knowledge to those who belong to the deity religion and who worship Shiva and the deities. Question. What act of the Father can no human being carry out, and why? Answer. The act of establishing peace in the whole world is that of the Father alone. Human beings cannot establish peace in the world because all of them are vicious. Peace can only be established when they know the Father and become pure. Because of not knowing the Father, they have become orphans. Song, to live in your lane and to die in your lane. Om Shanti. You repeatedly have to explain the meaning of Om Shanti because no one understands the meaning of Om Shanti. Similarly, you repeatedly have to say Man Manabhav. That is, remember the unlimited Father. People say that the meaning of Om is God. The Father says, Om means I am a soul and this is my body. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, also says, Om, I too am a soul, the resident of the Supreme Region. You souls enter the cycle of birth and death. I don't. Yes, I certainly come in a corporeal form to explain to you children the essence of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. No one else can explain this. If you don't have this faith, then go and wander around the whole world and find out if there is anyone else who can give this knowledge of the self and the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. No one apart from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can tell you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world, or teach you Raja Yoga. No one else can purify the impure. First of all, make effort to explain to those who are worshippers of the deities. Only those who belonged to the original eternal deity religion are the ones who have taken the full 84 births. They are the ones who will be able to understand very well. Those who come later cannot take 84 births. Only those who are worshippers of the deities and those who study the Gita will listen to this knowledge. In the Gita, they have just made the mistake of putting Sri Krishna's name instead of God's. Therefore, you should explain to those who read the Gita. You should ask them, what is your connection with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva? He is called God. Sri Krishna is one with divine virtues. He had a divine kingdom, and all the people in that kingdom had divine virtues. Now, from being worthy of worship, they have become worshippers. Therefore, you should first of all try to uplift those who belong to the original eternal deity religion. Charity begins at home. You also have to explain to the worshippers of Shiva. Shiva definitely comes because they celebrate his birthday. He is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He must definitely come and teach you Raja Yoga. No human being can teach you this. Neither Sri Krishna nor Brahma can be called God, because the bestower of salvation for all is the One Father. Because he is the ocean of knowledge, he is also the teacher of all. No one else knows the history and geography of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. The Father says, I am also called the ocean of knowledge, the living seed. This seed would have the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the inverted tree. This is why I am called the ocean of knowledge, the Almighty Authority. What authority does he have? He knows all the Vedas, the scriptures, and the Granth, etc. He explains to you children. The people who recite the scriptures say that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. But that cannot be so. This is the human world tree of the variety of religions. In the Bhagavad, they have written that its duration is very long. The Bhagavad is not a religious scripture. The Gita was the religious scripture through which the deity religion was established. There is no religion established through the Mahabharata or the Bhagavad. They have just written it as the history of Sri Krishna. The Father explains, children, explain to those of the deity religion that they have taken 84 births. In the Golden Age, there was just Bharat and no other religion. Only Bharat was heaven. Only Bharat was remembered as the highest of all. It is also the birthplace of Shiva, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who comes and purifies the impure. Therefore, Shiva is worshipped here, and his birthday is also celebrated here. He must surely have come into an impure world. Everyone calls out, O purifier, come. Bharat was pure, and its residents then went around the cycle of 84 births. Those who were the pure residents of heaven have now become the impure residents of hell. Shivbaba made them pure, and then Ravan made them impure. At this time, it is Ravan's kingdom. Every man and woman has the five vices in them. In the Golden Age, there were no vices. Everyone was viceless. Now they are all impure, and this is why they call out, come once again and purify us. In the Golden Age, we were pure. We were in the kingdom of Rama for 21 births. It is now Ravan's kingdom, and everyone is vicious. The Father says, lust is the greatest enemy. It causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle until the end. Now conquer it and become pure. You have been committing sin for birth after birth. You have become the most tamo-pradhan of all. Alloy has been mixed into souls. At first you were golden-aged. Then you became silver-aged, then copper, and then iron. While alloy was being mixed into you, you continued to come down the ladder. This only refers to Bharat. You take 8 births in the Golden Age and then 12 births in the Silver Age. those same people of Bharat then become the Moon Dynasty and then the Merchant Dynasty. Souls become impure. The Father says, I come and make Bharat into heaven every cycle. Then Ravan makes it into hell. This drama is predestined. The Father now explains, Shivbaba is the ocean of knowledge. Shiva is the highest on high, the one who is worthy of being worshipped by everyone. He is the one who is worshipped first. He is the unlimited Father. You definitely receive the unlimited inheritance from him. The people of Bharat have forgotten that only the incorporeal one is called God. People do remember him. It isn't that all are God. On the one hand, they remember God, and then they also defame him. On the one hand, they say that he is omnipresent, and then they call out, O purifier, come. The Father only comes and explains through the body of Brahma to you Brahmins, who are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. You Brahmins are now the top knot. Shiva is above the Brahmins. In the variety form image, they have portrayed deities, warriors, merchants, and shudras. They do not mention Brahmins at all, because they can see that those Brahmins are vicious. Therefore, how could they be called those who are more elevated than the deities? The Father explains that they even sing salutations to the Brahmins who are to become deities. No one knows accurately when it was their kingdom. Where did heaven come from? You now understand that Baba has come and that he is establishing heaven through Brahma. He inspires the destruction of hell through Shankar. There was also the Mahabharat war through which the gates of heaven were opened. They sing this, but they don't understand anything. They even show that the flames of destruction emerged from this sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. That part is truly being enacted now. The war took place 5,000 years ago, and the impure world was also destroyed then. When they relate the knowledge of the Gita, they say that there were three armies. The Yadavas were the residents of Europe who invented the missiles through science. The Gita was spoken exactly 5,000 years ago. The Father explains that these three armies exist even now. It is sung, there are those who have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. That is, there are those whose intellects have no love for the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. They don't understand anything at all. Apart from you, no one has any love. Everyone has a non-loving intellect at the time of destruction. Only you Pandavas have loving intellects. You only remember Shiv Baba. You know that Shiv Baba has come to give you the inheritance for 21 births. Your intellects have love with Shiv Baba. No one else knows the Father at all. Therefore, there are the three armies. You are the Pandava army. This is the time of destruction. You know that death is just ahead of you. Shiv Baba says, when you become pure, you will become the masters of the new world. In the Golden Age, there was just the one deity religion. There were no other religions. Now, all the other religions exist. But the original eternal deity religion doesn't exist. They do not consider themselves to be deities. They say, we are impure. They go and sing this praise in front of the deity idols. You are full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. Whereas they say of themselves, I am vicious, I am without virtue, I have no virtues. They remember the Father. You also have to remember the one Father. Without remembering the Father, you cannot become pure. In that case, you would not be able to claim a high status. There can only be peace in the world when this impure world is destroyed. People try to have peace in Bharat and in the world, but that is the task of the one Father alone. Human beings are vicious. How can they establish peace? There is fighting in every home. Because of not knowing the Father, they have become complete orphans. In the Golden Age, they were completely pure and there was peace and happiness. The Father is now once again establishing that purity, peace and happiness. No one else can do that. The people of Bharat are now the residents of hell. When they resided in heaven, they took rebirth in heaven. They are now impure, which is why they remember the purifier Father. You children now understand that it is only by remembering the Father from beyond this world that your sins will be absolved. You receive a limited inheritance from your worldly fathers, whereas you are now claiming the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father from beyond this world. These matters have to be understood. This is not like any other spiritual gathering. That is the path of devotion, whereas this path is of this knowledge. You have the happiness that Baba is making you into the residents of heaven. Those who became the residents of heaven in the previous cycle will become so again. You cannot become deities without first becoming Brahmins. These matters have to be understood. At present, there are no degrees of purity in Bharat. No one knows anything. All are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. The Father has now awakened you. You have now come here to become the residents of heaven. No one but the Father can make you that. That golden age is called heaven and this iron age is called hell. As are the king and queen, so the subjects. All are now born through vice. Deities never take rebirth through vice. You children promise the Father that you will remain pure, but while moving along you become defeated, and then the income you had already earned is totally lost. You are hurt very badly. Those who became amazed on hearing this knowledge and who related it to others then ran away. Although they have visions, there is a lot of disturbance by Maya in those visions. Just as people cause such interference in the radio wavelengths that it cannot be heard, it is the same here. Maya creates obstacles in yoga. The whole effort lies in yoga. The ancient yoga of Bharat is remembered. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. Have true love for the one father and become true Pandavas. Death is just ahead of you. Therefore, become pure and the masters of the pure world. 2. Conquer lust, the greatest enemy, which causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end, and become pure. Remove the alloy of vices with remembrance and make yourself the soul golden-aged. Blessing. May you uplift others by transforming karmic bondages into relationships and remaining aware of your birth in which you have died alive. Because this is the birth in which you have died alive, your family relationships of karmic bondages are now the basis of your relationships for service while following Srimad. It is not a karmic bondage, but a relationship for service. If you move along while doing service with the knowledge of the variety of souls, you will not then be distressed by any bondages. Moreover, instead of feeling hatred or dislike for extremely sinful souls and souls who harm others, be merciful and do service with feelings of mercy, considering it to be a relationship of service. You will then be remembered as a well-known world benefactor and one who uplifts others. Slogan. If your disinterest depends on the time or the circumstances, it is temporary disinterest. Therefore, become one who has disinterest all the time. Avyak signal, constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. By considering any type of obstacle, problem, or attack of Maya to not really be an attack, but a game, you will happily be able to overcome it, and your stage will remain constant. However, if you consider it to be an attack, you will become afraid and also come into upheaval. It is Maya's duty to come, and it is your duty to be victorious. Om Shanti.